Good morning, I'm Alex Bergerly.
And I'm Craig Carouse.
And I'm Austin Salas. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the radio show where each week we keep you in touch with all the latest news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
A group of BGHS students left early this morning for the state individual speech contest in Sibley. The Bears have 19 entries at state contest, and while sickness and conflicts have meant less practice than they'd like, they're still hoping to make a good showing at state. In the pros category, Jake Hamilton will be in girls, and Andrea Altman will present Chicken Little.
Levi Bernhardt is reading the Robert Service Program, The Ballad of Blasphemous Bill. Also in poetry, Alyssa Kirsch and Eric Carlson are presenting Ronald Dahl's humorous interpretations of The Three Little Pigs and Cinderella. Meanwhile, in literary program, Melanie Mergen's presentation is about love, while Tony Kalash has a humorous take on aging.
In the field of acting, Amelia Golitzer is performing Born a Girl. Matthew Faulkner will present Jet-Lagged, and Mark Faulkner's piece is The Little Red Shovel. In musical theater, Philip Dietrich is singing Grow For Me from Little Shop of Horrors, and Sean Vasky will present O Better Far to Live and Die from The Pirates of Penzance. Meanwhile, Craig Carouse, Matthew Faulkner, Levi Bernhardt, and Mark Faulkner will all compete in improv.
Melanie Mergen has an expository address called The Story of the Ukulele, and Austin Sells is competing in radio news announcing. Finally, in storytelling, Jenny Bruce will present Little P. Best wishes to coaches Mary McCall and David Barrow and the speech team.
Last Saturday, the Golden Bear math team took second place overall at the Dort College Invitational Tournament. In addition to the overall team success, Tony Kolash, Jake Hamilton, and Allison Frieders took first place among honors among freshmen, sophomores, and juniors in the competition in different events. Congratulations to Coach Darrell Kohlhaas and the whole math team.
There's another big competition coming up this week. Next Thursday, science teacher Beanie Brady will be taking some of his ecology students to Cherokee for the regional Envirothon. Representing Bishop Garrigan will be Jonathan Birdie, John Burns, Andrea Gish, Andrew McGuire, and Jason Redding. Good luck, Bears, at the Envirothon.
Last Tuesday, religion teacher Rob Meister and Jeannie Farrell took 13 Garrigan students on a service trip to the Caring and Sharing Hands Mission in Minneapolis, often called Mary's Place. The mission provides food, clothing, and shelter to hundreds of homeless people in the Twin Cities. Making the trip this time were Abby Redding, Addison Miller, Shelby Schindler, Lana Larson, Andrew Altman, Jenny Brewster, and Bethany Capacious, as well as Sophie Bear, Chelsea Lannis, Mallory Bowman, Emily Bell, Rachel Brady, and Sheridan Brady.
Next Tuesday, 62 Bishop Garrigan music students will leave for a whirlwind trip to the Big Apple. The Garrigan Choir will perform at Trinity Church near Wall Street, while the band will perform an outdoor concert in City Hall Park. The trip will also include visits to Times Square, NBC Studios, the Statue of Liberty, Ground Zero, Rockefeller Center, and the backstage area of a Broadway theater. After seeing a Broadway musical, the group will head home, stopping on the way at Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We know all the music students will have a great time on their trip.
Last week, we learned some good news about Golden Bear basketball standout Emily Bell. After winning conference and regional honors, Emily learned this past week that she'd been named the first team All-State. Emily Nett led not just the Bears, but all of Iowa in three-pointers this season. And she has had four outstanding years with the Bears. Congratulations to our All-State basketball selection, Emily Bell.
Our senior spotlight this week shines in Bill Tillman and McKenna McGuire. Here to tell you about them is John Richter.
Bill Tillman is a Wesley native who spends some of his time at Garrigan. His favorite class is probably auto shop over at Algona High. And after high school, Bill plans to major in diesel mechanics at Iowa Lakes Community College. Best wishes, Bill. McKenna McGuire is one of the newest members of the class of 2012. Her family moved here from Texas, and she transferred to Garrigan last fall. McKenna is a good artist, and she has also been part of the BGHS choir. We're glad to have her with us at Garrigan, and we wish her all the best after high school.
Thanks, John. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's a state speech contest today at Sibley. Then tomorrow we'll wrap up the regular season of intramural basketball.
Monday and Tuesday we'll have parent-teacher conferences together with registration for the next year. Garrigan's conferences and all the registration will be at the Rochelle Center at Seton.
The band and choir leave for New York Tuesday morning. We'll have an all-school mass on Wednesday, and also the day there will be a special presentation on chastity by the Sioux City Diocese.
Thursday is an Envirothon. Then we'll all relax Friday because there's no school at Garrigan or Seton as the comp day for conferences. Algona Community Schools are in session that day.
That's the bare facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.